Alright, so when it comes to the marketing of a film that I would direct or write and direct, especially in this specific one here, this is me just talking to myself, by the way. I'm just thinking out loud while I write. I thought I would give a little insider peek into it, because, I mean, I'm not fucking, you know, I'm not famous or fucking made anything crazy or anything, but, once upon a time, every single one, everyone was a nobody, you know. It's the way you live your life that determines whether or not you'll become somebody or nobody. And somebody is, you don't really want to be somebody, you know. Nobody wants to be somebody. That's a fucking crazy thing. That, think about what I, dude. The double entendre in that statement, nobody wants to be anybody, or nobody wants to be somebody. Nobody wants to be somebody, dude. That's good. Anyway, yeah, I'm in writing mode right now. So I thought I'd give a little peek into what that process is like for me. Because that's kind of the idea of this fucking podcast. Isn't that right? Mwah! So, comes to this the marketing of this. You can market it as a horror movie. You could market it as a drama. You could market it as a thriller. You could market it as a coming of age. You could market it as so many things, right? And you can market it as those things individually, or you could market it as all of those things. Which, in my opinion, would spoil a big part of the experience of the movie, which is the unknown. Without saying too much here, I'm writing something that is about the unknown. Not about the unknown, but the unknown is a massive antagonist, and sometimes a supporter of the protagonist, you know, as reality tends to be. Sometimes shit goes well for you and sometimes it doesn't, you know. Sometimes you work really hard and things work out really good for you, or sometimes you work really hard and things work anti-good for you. It's just the way she goes. So, yeah, like, the marketing of this, I think it really needs to be a prefer it either be coming of age or drama or thriller. And out of all of those, I'd prefer it to be coming of age, because it can also be marketed as action adventure, but that also spoils some elements. But each one lends itself to its own benefits. So if I were to market this movie as an action-adventure story, then people come into it expecting an action-adventure genre movie, but what they end up getting is a movie that feels more akin to A24's movies, or, like, so, like, more specifically, Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know? Like, there are multiple genres being molded into each other, and they're all executed with a master class, and it's because each one is authentic and you know, like, in their own right. And that's, in a fucking very strange way, that's what I'm working with here. In a very different way, but it's same. So, like, you know, you can market it as action adventure, and people come into it being like, oh, I'm gonna get this sick ass, like fantasy, dark fantasy action adventure movie, and you know, it's got like big swords and shit, and people are gonna be fucking people up, and it's gonna be sick. And then they go into it and they come out of it being like, holy shit, that was, I don't know what that was, but that was a lot. And people will be speechless, you know. And I like that, because if you're speechless, then it prompts you to think. And that's important. Um, Or you could do it as a coming-of-age story, and people come into it thinking, like, oh my god, this is, like... Like, this is such a beautiful-looking movie, you know? Like, it looks so good, and the writing is really, really, like... It's got subtext to it, it's got layers to it, you know? Like, this is interesting. And then people buy tickets, go watch the movie, and they go, holy fucking shit, what just happened, you know? Like, oh my god, I am, my adrenaline is still in my body, you know? Like, oh my god, like, my emotions just, like, my heart just got folded inside out type vibe. Like it would completely shift their reality just because of how crazy things get. That's why I wanted to do it as a coming-of-age marketing technique, and the trailer would just really show, like, clips from the beginning of the movie, maybe even parts of the end, but like maybe one tidbit from no not even a tidbit from the middle. Nope. So, like, you know, business. But yeah, that's about as much as I'm going to record, because I really want this to come out good, and fuck, if I don't do anything right, I at least want one of the screenplays that I write to be created into or to be adapted into a film. I just think that would be precious. And yeah, it'd be nice. You know, storytelling is, it's a strange thing, man. It's a strange thing. Because I, as of right now, the only stories that I've told were from long ago when I acted as a character in stories for other people, but also for myself, but, you know, like in plays and whatnot. Or doing bits for my friends as characters, you know? So I guess in that aspect, I've done some storytelling. I used to be really good at telling stories about myself, but, you know, the nature of life since 2020 has kind of impacted that, my social functions. But, you know, you always bounce back, it just takes time. Or honestly, if you... No, it's not that it takes time, it's that, you know, you'll bounce back, but it'll be different, but that's okay. Because that's part of living, you know, is the change, the impact of it. But yeah, no, like, I don't know, I always like to remind myself when I'm doing artistic shit that, like, it matters because it's, to me, it's like jailbreaking an iPhone. Like, it really doesn't feel like something that's natural, you know? But at the same time, it feels like I'm unlocking, like, just like, beautiful experiences as an observer, for the observer, without requiring having lived it. And that's so precious. It's weird. It's like living without living in a way. I guess that's why it's always been reserved for the rich. It's safer to fucking live without living than it is to live. You got that much money, that much influence. Oh yeah, you're not gonna be moving around a lot. You probably relate to a lot of the bullshit people feel today and since 2020. I talk about it like it was a fucking mass extinction event. But no, it's just that much isolation for that long, dude. Especially with this high speed nature of life today. Oh, and the overstimulus of information and entertainment that we have access to at all times. Oh boy, man. We don't realize it, but life, society has adjusted greatly to leave space for more downtime, and we don't really feel it because, well, when you're getting a lot of dopamine, you tend to just want more dopamine, Now, if you're spending time doing nothing and you're enjoying it, odds are you're not going to be thinking about doing more work than normal or whatnot, like, it's just, those two things can't exist at the same time. And if they do, man, you're fucking fighting demons. You're not even enjoying your off time anymore because you're thinking about that, so you might as well just work anyway, right? And then that's a different way to live entirely. Like, a common way to live. But, yeah, I don't know, man. So, sorry if you hear my fucking computer fan in the background. She likes her oxygen. Can't blame her, you know? I'd call it a he, but, it does give me he vibes too, I guess. I mean, that's like, yeah? Hey, man. It's 2024, baby.